Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. We're visiting now with Dr. Tom Knox of Mountain Home, Knox Orthopedics. Dr. Knox, how many years have you been practicing medicine in our area, sir?
This year will be my 38th.
We need to have a cake or something, don't you think? Glad to have you in studio this morning as we discuss the two yes votes for Mountain Home. Again, early voting starts this coming Monday with a special election set for Tuesday, March 9th. As we talk about a possible increase, a 0.75% sales tax increase for an overall park system rejuvenation, and of course the construction and building of a new community center that includes both an aquatic center inside and a splash pad water park for the kids. We wanted to talk to you today. You've been a leading orthopedic surgeon, not in our area, across the southern region and across the United States for, like you said, 38 years of practicing medicine. Tell us, from your perspective, what kind of quality of life this could add to our community.
Sure. First of all, the people, as they get older, as we all get older, we need to get exercise. And sometimes that's difficult to do. Whether you have arthritis in your knees, hips, and you cannot walk, having an aquatic center where people can go do aquatic exercises is an incredible part of rehabilitation for them and wellness as well. I know my patients that have access to swimming pools routinely tell me they go through exercise routines, which I feel definitely help them. So, yes, it's an emphatic yes. It definitely helps improve the quality of life, not just for orthopedic patients, but for everybody. If you have any history of heart disease, the first thing your family physician, your cardiologist is going to tell you, exercise. That's what the hospital has all of these heart rehabilitation programs for. It's just for that. It's for exercise. So if you have a center that focuses on that, particularly for classes for everybody in the community, but particularly for older adults, it's wonderful.
Have you seen in our older adults, and I don't want, I mean, I've seen it in myself too, but after a year-long pandemic and watching what has been going on, we feel a great need to take a little bit better care of ourselves, to get in a little bit better of, you know, of condition. Have you seen that in your patients?
I have. And in fact, I was playing bridge with some friends the other night, and one of them mentioned that he now participates in a Zoom exercise class with his friends, that they used to go to the gymnasium and exercise. But with the pandemic, that has stopped that. And so they got together and developed a Zoom class, and they turned on their computers and do their exercise routine through that. But even that, everybody is looking forward to the pandemic tapering out. And I just want to tell you that with the vaccination rollout in the United States, particularly here in Arkansas, and cooperation with Baxter Regional Hospital, the acceptance of that has been very, very successful for our community. And I was listening to an interview just this morning. Asa Hutchison was talking about how all of the trends are now definitely downward, downward, downward. So the aspects of people being able to participate in open classes, perhaps with some distancing, I can't look forward into the future on that, but definitely it's an improvement. And we're there. We're almost there.
Yeah, just yesterday, Governor came out, you know, with we have a time frame. We can start gathering in larger groups now as long as we continue to socially distance and wear our masks. And he said that masks, he's not for sure, but, you know, there's a possibility that the masks could go away here, you know, just by the end of March. And the thought of being able to assemble together again.
Exactly.
And in a setting like this brand new community center, or and on the ballot, it's not just the community center. Again, this is an overall reconstruction of our park system, which is much greatly needed, you know, just Cooper Park and all the different areas. People can get back out and be together again and work towards that healthy lifestyle.
Oh, I agree completely. You know, Heather, having lived here for, as I say, going on 38 years, my children grew up in this community, participated in activities such as swimming, that over the years, Mountain Home built a swimming pool, which we did not have when when Deborah and I moved here, and then they built the nice swimming pool over in Cooper Park, and that was a great thing. However, let's face it, that was probably 30 years ago, and times have moved on, and we need a new center.
I was even old when that pool was built.
It was insufficient, but that's okay. It was a step in the right direction.
Earlier, we spoke with the mayor of Batesville, and of course, they have a community center, an aquatic center that they have built with the passage of a sales tax increase, just as Mountain Home has proposed on the ballot. And he talked about the partnership with the city of Batesville, the community center, and the recruitment of new physicians to their area. Do you foresee that being an impact when we look to our medical care here in our area?
Oh, I think definitely. If you look at recruiting new physicians, particularly young physicians that have young families, they're going to want to see a community that definitely supports a park system where their kids can participate in sports, of which Mountain Home has an incredible sports program mm-hmm. that is carried on through the 12 months of the year with the park system. And enhancing that park system is a win-win for everybody. In terms of our hospital, I think, is looking forward to this tax ballot passing as well, because they foresee nothing but a partnership with the community in terms of a wellness program. The hospital and all of us are there when we're ill and we break a bone, which is what my partners and I do. But, you know, if you can prevent a few of those fractures mm-hmm. through strength training, exercises, everybody wants that.
Why does aquatic therapy, how is it so different than a therapy that we can participate in, you know, in a gym type setting?
Sure. Well, one thing, water has a certain buoyancy to you when you get into the water, so it takes weight off of your limbs, but at the same time, it has more resistance as you're moving your limbs in the water, so it takes weight off of your limbs. So if you do have some arthritis issues, it helps lessen that soreness. But at the same time, it exercises your muscles at least as much, if not more, than if you were trying to just walk or get about.
And again, this center and all the items on the agenda that are included in the proposal are for all individuals, not just those who need aquatic therapy or just not kids who want to play in a water park. I mean, this is for all citizens can participate. There's even a little segment in there for the dog park. I mean, the animals are included as well.
Right. And if anybody, in years past, I used to be an avid runner. And we always used to gather each morning at Cooper Park to run around the park frequently during the week. And every morning, people are out walking their dogs at the park. And so, yeah, the enhancing the dog facilities will be great. I know Fayetteville, you look at Fayetteville, they actually have play areas for mm-hmm. dogs. And people gather at these, bringing their dogs. It's hilarious. And it's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. But the aspect of the proposal here, as you just mentioned, it's not just water aquatic therapy. It's something for everybody. And the thing that brings people to Mountain Home, I think, is the fact that we have these wonderful lakes and rivers and outdoors, and they're tuned in and really want to participate in fishing and everything else. So I think this is just really something that adds a complete fullness to that aspect of their lives.
Wouldn't it have been nice a couple of weeks ago when we had all that snow on the ground to have a place where we could go and get some exercise?
Oh,
I was going crazy.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, travel by motorcycle frequently, and a few years ago I was coming through Cody, Wyoming. Now, that's one of the coldest places in the lower 48, and they have a huge aquatic center in that town that when I spent the night there and talking to some folks, that in the winter it's especially utilized by people. So, yes.
Do you feel like this overall proposal is a game changer for our community?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a step in the right direction that will signal that anybody that's looking to move here, that this is a really forward-looking community.
Again, an initiative. Early voting starts on Monday. It's a 0.75% increase for the sales tax that's on the ballot. The special election starts Tuesday, March the 9th. Dr. Tom Knox, we sure appreciate you taking time to speak with us this morning.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Heather.
This segment has been paid for by the committee for the 2 yes votes for Mountain Home. You've been listening to Local Matters on KTLO.